Right around this time last year, state lawmakers passed a measure that sets up a program that evaluates teachers based in no small part on their students' grades, including the FCAT. Those evaluations are then used to award merit pay. The ink wasn't even dry on the governor's signature before the teachers' union sued. The Florida Education Association says that law is vague and arbitrary. In Tallahassee today, an administrative law judge will begin a two-day hearing on that challenge. Some teachers say their voices are getting lost in all the chatter.
I just like the idea of being able to actually have my voice, which it doesn't seem as though, till now, the teachers really did.
Robert Pierce, a math teacher in Hillsborough County, until now, he's referring to a gathering in Jacksonville recently, a statewide town hall meeting as part of the American Graduate Project that is sponsored by the state's PBS stations, including WUSF. WUSF's Sarah Pusateri was there and reported that merit pay was among their biggest frustrations.
Robert Pierce says he's opting out of his school's merit pay system for now.
I'll be honest with you, I don't participate. I think it's a double-edged sword.
But he soon won't have any choice. Lawmakers have mandated merit pay in every Florida school district by 2014. Thanks to a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Hillsborough County has a head start. Its merit pay program is already in effect. That doesn't mean teachers like it.
I think it dissuades sharing of information. It's almost offensive to those of us who teach for the love of teaching.
That's teacher Jomala Ranti. These educators already feel overworked. Some of them even graded papers on the 4.5-hour bus ride to Jacksonville. Social studies teacher Aaron Zion says many people think teachers have it easy.
I came here to say, you guys have got it wrong sometimes. You don't realize how tough it is to teach, and from the outside, it's easy.
Half of Zion's performance review is now based on how much his students improve on standardized tests over a 3-year period. He says that's not fair.
It's not manufacturing. It's not a sales job when the commissions come or you choose the best product and sell it. You got to realize that when you're teaching, you get the product in the classroom that you have, and you need to work with it, adapt to it, and those students become your most important focus.
Does merit pay work? Studies show little evidence that it raises standardized test scores in the short term. But supporters say merit pay might help attract and keep the best teachers in the classroom. Jomala Ranti says that system punishes teachers with lots of low-income, disabled, or immigrant students.
If you're handed, like, let's say, the higher learners, the best performers, you're automatically going to earn merit pay because those are independent learners. So your job's going to be easy. It's going to be fun. But as a teacher, you really want to reach the students that are the lower quartile where there's no reward in merit pay for that. You're almost penalized. You could even lose your job if those students don't have gains.
It's a sentiment echoed during the televised town hall event by middle school teacher Antonio Young.
We have 50 minutes to work with at the middle and high school level. We've got this kid over here who's just come into the country, and I have to teach that child. I have this kid over here who is 3 or 4 grade levels down, and I must teach that child. I have this kid over here who's supposed to be in Mensa. I have all of these children who are kind of middle of the pack, and I'm supposed to do miracles with all of these kids sitting in the same classroom in 50 minutes, and no one better fail or it's going to affect my paycheck. We've created almost an impossible situation for ourselves.
Because these teachers say they're already doing everything they can to help their students, and merit pay isn't going to help. For WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Sarah Pusateri.
There is a video of that trip, by the way, on our website, WUSF.org, and you can hear more about the American Graduate Project on Florida Matters online at WUSF.org/Florida Matters or this Sunday morning at 7:30.